Amos, chapter 8. Thus the sovereign Yahweh showed me, and, look, a basket of summer fruit. And he said, Amos, what do you see? And I said, a basket of summer fruit. Then Yahweh said to me, the end has come upon my people Israel, I will not again pass by them anymore. And the songs of the temple will be wailings in that day, says the sovereign Yahweh, the dead bodies will be many, in every place they will cast them forth with silence. Hear this, O you who would swallow up the needy, and cause the poor of the land to fail. Saying, when will the new moon be gone, that we may sell grain? And the Sabbath, that we may set forth wheat, making the ephah small, and the shekel great, and dealing falsely with balances of deceit. That we may buy the poor for silver, and the needy for a pair of sandals, and sell the refuse of the wheat. Yahweh has sworn by the excellency of Jacob, surely I will never forget any of their works. Will not the land tremble for this, and everyone mourn who dwells in it? Yes, it will rise up wholly like the river, and it will be troubled and sink again, like the river of Egypt. And it will come to pass in that day, says the sovereign Yahweh, that I will cause the sun to go down at noon, and I will darken the earth in the clear day. And I will turn your feasts into mourning, and all your songs into lamentation, and I will bring sackcloth on all loins, and baldness on every head, and I will make it as the mourning for an only son, and its end as a bitter day. Look, the days come, says the sovereign Yahweh, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of Yahweh. And they will wander from sea to sea, and from the north even to the east, they will run to and fro to seek the word of Yahweh, and will not find it. In that day the beautiful virgins and the young men will faint for thirst. Those who swear by the sin of Samaria, and say, as your God, O Dan, lives, and, as the pilgrimage of Beersheba lives, they will fall, and never rise up again.